Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, Oklahoma. We're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
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 when everyone counts,
everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Should the government mandate price discovery on slaughter cattle heading to the processing plants? Some in the cattle industry say yes, they'd like to require a certain percentage of cattle be negotiated in the cash market. Require that. We're here in Denver at the summer business meeting of the cattle industry. Ethan Lane, head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that discussion is going to come to a head on Wednesday in the Live Cattle Marketing Committee.
How do we make sure we're getting adequate price discovery? How do we make sure that our producers are getting what they should, what they deserve for the product that they're producing? You know, as it goes into that value chain, it hits that wall of processing capacity that is what it is. We're looking for ways to expand that processing capacity. You know, the commodity that comes out the other side, that boxed beef, I mean, we've seen wild fluctuations in those numbers. So we've really focused on how do we make sure that our producers are getting what they deserve from that process, and that comes down to leverage and price discovery. We're expecting to have a lot of conversation about that this week. You know, our live cattle marketing working group has been meeting weekly for months now, and the participants in those calls represent everything from the 5014 Grassley bill proponents, the originators of that bill, all the way to the opponents of that that would like to see the government stay as far out of this as possible, and everybody in between. And they are between all of our states around the country. I guarantee you, whatever your perspective is, there's a state that shares it. And that, as messy as it can be, is the real, that's the real grassroots process, right?
At this point, we're told it's going to be a very close vote this coming Wednesday. Looks like the corn and U.S. soybean crops are in better shape than expected. We were expecting pre-report yesterday, 70% in good to excellent shape for corn and soybeans. In both cases, we're at 72%. Good to excellent on both crops. As for cotton, we're looking nationally at a total of 49% of the cotton crop now in good to excellent shape. Texas at 31% in good to excellent shape, 46% in fair shape. Kansas comes in at 53% in good to excellent shape. The Oklahoma crop continues to look exceptionally in good condition, 76% in good shape, 1% in excellent, 77% good to excellent, and we're looking at 20% in fair condition on the cotton crop. Grain sorghum crop nationally, 53% in good to excellent shape. That's up a couple of percents from a week ago. Texas is at 38% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, 54% in good shape. Kansas at 61% in good to excellent condition. Finally, on our pasture range ratings, Oklahoma comes in this week at 40% in good to excellent shape. You've got farm news on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's the latest agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.